Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
From Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson joins me. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Sean. I've got the umbrella up in the house here in Sydney. I only live probably as the crow flies 2 kilometres from Wentworth Park. But Wenty is still on tonight at this stage. Despite last night's rain and the continuing rain, it's still on. There were trials held successfully there last night. So keep listening to Sky Sports Radio and check out the website, thedogs.com.au, for any possible changes throughout the day, because more rain is expected, cos.
All right. Now, Lismore last night, we had the heats of the TAB Million Dollar Chase.
The favourite backers, they left it in the bag, cos. Queenslander Damn Slippery started favourite in Heat 1 and finished 4th behind Infrared Lad for Joanne Price, which pipped Maywin Cash right on the line for Robbie Essex in 24-92. Hunter Kingsbury finished 3rd. All 4 in that heat advanced to the Lismore Regional Final on Friday week, September 27. In Heat 2, smart young chaser Sequana, also from Queensland, finished a nice 2nd, but was no match for the strong finish of Smooth Act for Bob Cook, which was last to leave the lids out of box 6, dived through on the rails leaving the straight, then switched wide to set the time standard in 29-77. Very good track sense from that greyhound. Quara's Flick was 3rd ahead of Bad Neighbour. Now the box draw for the Lismore Decider, Hunter Kingsbury in 1, Infrared Star again in 2, Maywin Cash 3, Damn Slippery 4, Bad Neighbour 5, Sequana 6, Quara's Flick 7 and Smooth Act in 8. And cos, the reserves are Chairman Jack and Shaky Diesel.
All right, now we've got Mark Swift, I think, joining you.
Look, absolutely, cos. Mark trains a greyhound, which won one of the heats of the TAB Million Dollar Chase at Dubbo at the weekend, and it was a blowout. Unless you backed it. Mark Swift, he also works in the mines at Lithgow and trains in his spare time. Now, the greyhound I'm talking about is Midnight Joyce, who was $81 fixed with the TAB after $100 was bet. Thank you very much. And Midnight Joyce railed late to win by a length running away at the end in 29-79. And Mark Swift is with us. Mark, good morning. She was 6 to leave the lids, but when you saw her running on, you said that you were quietly confident that she could win that heat.
Yeah, Dave, how you go, mate? When she raced that dog, when she came back from a spell, the dog ran 25.50 and Joyce has come 3rd, taking ground off it, so it was super quick early, but not as strong as what Joyce was coming home. So when they went round the back, I thought if she doesn't get her, it'll be very close. But she surprised me in how strong she was, so I was pretty happy.
Yeah, time was good. And look, it was the first start at Dubbo, which would make it even better, Mark.
Yeah, well, Dave had trialled her there prior to me buying her, but she went really good at Dubbo over the 600, so I knew where she was, and she'd seen the track, so I was pretty confident. But that dog that was leading is a very good dog, as there was a few good dogs in the race, so I don't know why she was 100-1, but good on him. I'm quite happy.
Yeah, you're talking about Dave, that's Dave Pringle, and of course you're talking about Nangar Gift, which was leading. $100, without giving too much away, because you'll have people coming out of trees to try and snip you. Did you have a little bit at 100-1?
Yeah, definitely had a little bit, enough to get a pie and a can of Coke, Dave.
Yeah, that's all right, Mark. I like that. I like that. Keep it storm. Yeah. Now, Mark, Midnight Joyce had no luck in the Bathurst Million Dollar Chase final behind Good Odds Arada. But rather than step her up in Journey, which she's been over before, you decided to press on over the 500.
Yeah, well, that was only her 3rd start back, and she wasn't putting the run on times to what I know. She can run home at Bathurst in 10.18, 10.20. She was running about 10.40, 10.45, so I thought she's just needed one or two more starts, and I thought, well, if I'm going to give her another 500, I may as well go to Dubbo and have a go at the $1 million race.
Yeah, too right. Well, the box draw for this Saturday night's Dubbo final in box five sees Midnight Joys for you. Now, the draw is Connie's Boy in one, Cliff Keeping two, Midnight Dare did draw three, but unfortunately cracked the hock in the heats and is out. Buck's Future in four, Your Girl, Midnight Joys five, Jimmy Casey in six, Annabelle Keeping seven, Nangar Gift in eight. The reserves are Claire Fallon and Winlock Ramirez. And look, in a wide open tab fixed odds market, Buck's Future is the $3.90 favourite. Your Girl's $19, Mark. So you might have to get on a little bit with her in the yellow rug again.
Well, Buck's Future is her brother.
You're just breaking up a little bit there, Mark.
Future is her brother. Hello?
Sorry, what was that again, Mark? We just lost you for a sec. Go ahead now.
Buck's Future is Joyce's brother.
Yes, and Midnight, I'm sure that Midnight City Dare, Swain.
And that Midnight Dare is another Midnight News. If you have a look at that race, it's five. So it's not a easy race by any means, but, I'll have another $2 or $3 on her at 19 to 1 because I know the speed's out wide with the 7 and the 8, and the 1 gets away, all right. So when they come across and take everybody out, Joyce will be on the rail, and away we go.
All right, you and Sidney Swain might have to have something on that Quinella there with the Midnight Joyce.
He's moved up to this part of the woods now. He's an absolute legend, Sid.
We can't forget Cyrus the Virus, that's for sure. Just one of Sidney's good ones.
He'll never let you forget.
Well, I can't forget the celebrations that went on.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mark, back in 2013, speaking of celebrations, Mark, back in 2013, you trained Smart Valentino to win the National Distance Championship representing New South Wales at the Meadows in Melbourne, and that thrill must still be with you today.
Oh, I'll never ever forget it. It was a very hectic night doing interviews and talking to people, but the trip home seemed to last like 5 minutes. It was absolutely brilliant. I just hope I'd love to see every hobby trainer that trains dogs get something like that in their time training, because it is, you ever do, and it just makes you want to keep going. But the people I've met in greyhound racing, they're just phenomenal people, and I love it. I love the greyhounds and the people that are involved in it.
Well, Mark, your main job, you work deep underground in the mines, about 14 kilometres underground, and I believe today is your first day back after a long time out after you suffered a very serious injury on the job.
Yeah, it was 7 months ago I got hit pretty bad. It should have nearly been fatal, but it turned out it wasn't, so... Today's my first way back, and I'm not sure I really want to be here, but onwards and upwards. There's nothing you can do. No good crying over spilled milk. Let's move. It's the worst year I've ever had in my life in May. I got hurt in February. In May, my mum was diagnosed with cancer, and went down to see her on a Thursday, and she was having treatment. She said, "Oh, why did you drive all this way down?" And I said, "Just want to see you, Mum." But she said, "I'm going back in the ward on Saturday." I said, "Oh, that's good." She said, "Don't come back down again till Saturday." Anyway, we come back home, and the Saturday we got up to go down, and she got up to go to the toilet and passed away. So I've had a pretty ordinary year.
Yeah, well, very, very sorry to hear that, Mark.
If I could win that $1 million race and pay someone to bring me mum back and give her a full one.
Yep. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you've got to value your mum.
Upwards, it can only get better.
Too right it can. And, and you personally, Mark, I'm so glad you're okay after that mine accident. I mean, anyone listening who's whinging about the traffic, whinging about their computer being a bit slow, or the kitchen at work being out of coffee, should certainly harden up after hearing that. It's been a tough year, and hopefully on Saturday night, Midnight Joyce can do you proud and finish in the first four in the Dubbo final, and then make it through to the semi-finals at Wentworth Park. But win, lose or draw, after the last race, stick around, Mark, and put a smile on your face, because the country music legend Adam Harvey is going to be playing at Dubbo after the last.
Can I just say one thing before we go, Dave, to the Greyhound New South Wales, if they're listening, Lithgow hasn't raced since December was our last meeting. They sent they employed a person to come up and do all the track work on all the tracks. It turned out I don't know his name. He put the wrong sand on the track, so then the Greyhound New South Wales stopped us from racing until such time as we changed the sand, which they were going to give us a hand in the money region to fix it. And that was in December, and we have had no answer back and no reply as to whether we're open, shut, but we're not allowed to trial, we're not allowed to race. And the committee and that have got to still pay the bills. They'll $26,000 in the red, and we've got a track sitting there that is doing nothing, and that track is over 100 years old. It's been around a long time, and there's been a lot of good dogs, like you say. Smart Valentino had his first 600-metre race there, and he came from 10 lengths last to win, and that's when I found out that I had a really good dog. And there's Lithgow Panther. Ronnie Seymour trained the Golden Easter Egg. He trialled that at Lithgow all the time. And all the local trainers around the town, as far as Bathurst Cow or Blaney Orange, come to Lithgow to trial. Now they can't, but no one will give us an answer as to what we can do.
So well, hopefully,
if anybody's listening, can they give us an answer, please?
Hopefully a solution can be found there, Mark. And,
yep.
But good luck at Dubbo on Saturday night. And your first day back at work. Hope everything goes well in the mines for you. Say good day to all the team. And thank you. Thank you very much for joining us on Going Greyhounds. Good on
you,
Mark.
Thank you, mate. See ya.
There's Mark Swift, Sean, our guest today.
And as you said, Dave, sometimes you reckon you've had a bad day, don't you?
Yeah, well, apparently, I don't know exactly what the correct term is, but you see those things on the rails that go down, those little cars that go down. Mm. Apparently, it came flying down at 100 kilometres an hour.
Mm,
and if it had hit him in a different part of his body, he wouldn't be with us. Yeah. He copped it in the legs. And let's hope Mark is 100% again ASAP.
Do right. Now, another Greyhound adoption day coming up soon.
Yeah, cos the next one, the next gap day is on Sydney's north side on Saturday week, September 28. It's at Petstock Belrose in the Northern Beaches area in Neangala Close at Belrose, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's going to be 25 of these fabulous creatures looking for a forever home, and the adoption fee is only $75. You can go to gapnsw.com.au, gapnewsouthwales.com.au for all the details. Register for the event. All the GAP volunteers, they'll all be there to let you know which greyhound best suits you. And Saturday week, September 28, at Petstock Belrose. It's a place to go. They make the best pets, cos.
They certainly do. Now, have you got a winner or two for us today?
Well, let's hope so. Our best bet, He's a Rocker, saluted at Lismore last night. So here we go. There's two New South Wales meetings today. Richmond in the twilight from 3:36. And the best bet there comes up in race 5, number 7, Princess Nala, 5-7. The value bet, race 7, number 1, Wolf Bear, 7-1. Wentworth Park tonight commences at 7:05. Best bet, race 9, number 2, Lightning Vision for Neil Staines, 9-2. The value bet, race 7, number 2, Bust a Record, 7-2. And that's it for Going Greyhounds, cos.
Good on you, Dave. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning.
Looking forward to it.